understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. I know many folks are probably out of town this week as schools are on spring break, or you're at least out of your routine. So we have a special program today. It's going to be a difficult one to discuss, a difficult topic to discuss, but we'll get to that in just a moment. First, I want to say that the Timothy Paris murder trial continues this week at City Hall, which is a makeshift courthouse because we don't have a courthouse right now in Marion. But Paris is accused of killing his father 4 years ago in their rural Crittenden County home. And jury selection was completed on Friday, and the trial got underway with some opening statements. But it will continue today in Circuit Court in Marion. So the rest of today's program, we're going to talk about some stories that you never really want to tell. Yet lately they've been finding us anyway. In just a short time span, our county has dealt with the unthinkable, the loss of two teenagers, both of them taking their own lives. And in the broader community over the past 2 or 3 weeks, there have been 3 individuals, one of them actually the spouse of a state legislator, took their own lives by jumping off of bridges here in the area, in Livingston and Lyon counties. So I just thought it was a good time to reach out to someone that I know is very close to these types of situations. And because it forces a question that's uncomfortable, it's as uncomfortable as it is urgent. And we need to talk about what are we missing, and how do we reach people before they feel like there is nowhere left to turn? So the suicide rate in Kentucky has increased by almost 30% over the past 20 years. Now, let that sink in just a bit. 30% over the last 20 years, it's up. So today, we're not just talking about statistics or headlines, though. We're going to be talking about something that is deeply personal. And joining us will be Lee Conrad. Lee grew up here in this community. He now lives in Hopkinsville and is a very successful insurance agent, very active in civic and community affairs throughout not only his community, but the state of Kentucky. And he has spent many years advocating for mental health across the Commonwealth, and he'll explain some of that role that he has. But he understands this issue not just professionally, but personally through his own family experience, and we're going to talk a bit about that. It's a conversation that will not be easy, but it might be one that matters. And we'll be right back after these messages from two of our fine sponsors, and we will visit with Lee Conrad.
Since 1925, one name has stood strong in the lumber business, Wyatt Bell and Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, Plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family-owned, industry-trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell & Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. and Thursday and Sunday barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
So I have with me Lee Conrad, and we're going to talk about a very difficult subject and one that he is very close to and serves on a national board with regard to its Lee, you just tell us what the board is, and you recently have left this. But this is Lee Conrad, and he is a fellow who grew up in Marion, Kentucky, and most of you remember Conrad's Grocery Store, but Lee's going to tell his story.
Yeah, so I'm the outgoing chair of the Kentucky chapter for the National Association of Mental Illness, and this week we actually presented our big awards to legislators and people involved in the mental health field, and the big award we gave was to Chief Justice Deborah Lambert, who is the current Chief Justice of the Kentucky Supreme Court, and she has been a trailblazer in the judicial system in helping to address mental health issues and really being a leader with the way that the approach within the justice system and how it deals with mental illness and addiction and the way that it unfortunately gets people involved in the justice system and the court system.
And you served on this board how long?
I've been on the board for a couple of years, and I've been the chair for the last year. And the mission is simple, is to raise awareness for mental illness and to help make sure that the resources are there for those in need. And, you know, obviously, you know, with my father's death when I was 15 years old and the impact that had on us and the family and really our, you know, my hometown and the hole that left. As I've grown and matured, it's really become a passion of mine to help those who might be facing those kinds of issues not have the same outcome that my dad had. And it's been a process to kind of wrap my arms around it. I've now spent 2/3 of my life without my dad, and that's kind of a very weird feeling. But you know, anytime there's somebody who's impacted by suicide, whether it's a child of somebody, a spouse of somebody, I always, if I know them, I always reach out to them, and I try to help give them an idea of what life's going to be like after you've had this traumatic event. Mm-hmm. Or if I know somebody who knows somebody who's been impacted, I just kind of put a bird in their ear and say, hey, if you ever feel the need to let somebody know that you have a friend who's dealt with this, just give them my number. And it's sad because, you know, there's just this last week, I know of two folks that I knew who died by suicide. And, it's something that I don't think we've gotten immune to it or numb to it, but we all say that we've been impacted by it. But the part that's so tough is that we're impacted by it weekly, monthly, you know, now, and it's a crisis, and it's usually preventable, and that's one of the important things is that, you know, a lot of things aren't preventable health-wise, but mental illness largely is treatable, and you know, the suicide most of the time is preventable.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure through your involvement with this program, you know of resources that are available, and of course, you and I have talked. We've had a couple of students here in Crittenden County that have taken their own lives this year. And then, as you mentioned, just in the past few weeks, we've had three individuals here in West Kentucky jump off of bridges. And one of them, a well-known individual, a wife of a legislator, And it's a very difficult situation to talk about, and especially to go ask for help for. So how would you suggest people who are dealing with it, whether it's the person, the individual himself or herself, or the family that recognizes some things are going on that need some maybe some attention?
That's a great question, Chris. The first thing is there's a hotline that anywhere in the United States, if you are in a dark place and considering the worst case scenario, or if you know of somebody who is in crisis, dial 988, and there is somebody there that can help, and they know exactly how to deal with it. It's what they do. It's their job. They're trained to deal with it, and they can get you help. And you know, I can share, you know, we had a friend here in Hopkinsville who had their child take their own life last week, and I had a very difficult discussion with my 16-year-old twin boys, Jack and Graham. And what I told them was I told them that if you ever get to that point where you feel that's the only way to make yourself feel better is taking your own life, or if you're ever in that much pain, you know, imagine to yourself that this is no different than a headache or a stomach ache, or I twisted my ankle or my ear hurts, or any other pain or illness that you feel, because it really is no different. And in all of those other situations, you would let somebody else know. And if you're in that place where you're hurting, or if you know, any type of emotional conflict, let somebody know. And then you can get help. It is treatable, it is preventable, and it is curable, just like an earache or a headache or a stomach ache is. And so that's the message that I like to share with people, is that if you're in that situation, tell somebody, just like you would if you had any other kind of pain. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, one of the things the NFL has really done, the National Football League, is they have pushed mental health awareness, and they've used the phrase "stop the stigma." And you know, 30 years ago when my dad passed away, you know, there was a stigma, unfortunately, with it, and that's nobody's fault. But in the last 30 years, there's been so much work done to help, number one, get resources for people, but then number two, to not have it be a scarlet letter. You know, to have it be what it is, just like any other ailment that somebody faces that can be fixed and you can get better from.
Mm-hmm. And that is a great response to this situation for anyone, no matter how old you are, really. I mean, just treat it as you would any illness. And like you say, you want to go to the doctor when you're sick, or you want to talk to your mom or dad when you're sick, or the school nurse. Great response. And I appreciate your insight into this, Lee. And we appreciate the work you are doing on this board, and the work you have done. And I assume you will, even though you're the outgoing chairperson, you will still be involved in this effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you sit back and you reflect on this crisis, and it is a crisis, it knows no socioeconomic level, it knows no race, it knows no religion, it knows no age. It can impact anybody, and it does. And so, and sometimes it seems it impacts the people you would least expect it. I know with my dad, it was complete shock, and it was nobody would have ever expected it. He most of the time was the guy with the biggest smile in the room, with the biggest laugh, and so when it happened, it shocked everybody. But you know, if there's anything I can do to help keep somebody from having to go through that, either as a child or a spouse or the person who's facing it. You know, I shared last night that the most heartbreaking part of those situations for me is not necessarily the family. It's the person who felt the type of pain where they thought the only solution was to take their life. And I'm so fortunate that I have not faced that. You know, I've not suffered from depression. And so, but that's what makes it so tough to understand, is that most people walking around have never dealt with that. And so it's hard to comprehend that somebody could ever get to that place. And, you know, for me, that's the part that hurts the most, is knowing that somebody felt that terrible, that they thought that was the only option. And so my goal is for nobody to ever feel that, and for nobody's family to ever have to deal with all of the things you deal with when somebody passes away that way.
Through your experiences and resources, and I'm sure your own personal concern for yourself and your family, is there any correlation in this being hereditary?
Oh, sure, sure. So, you know, in terms of genetics, I'm not completely sure. There are some who would say that it's a learned behavior within a family, as opposed to like a hereditary trait. But there is correlation there. And, you know, there are, you know, I'm not a clinician, I'm an insurance agent, but, you know, just through my own knowledge there, with other mental illness, and a lot of mental illness are coexisting. So, you know, I don't know the exact percentage, but the vast majority of people who suffer from addiction have some kind of co mental illness that goes along with it. Yeah. But many of those are hereditary. And so, you know, if you have a family history, just pay extra close attention to it, and then find somebody really good to talk to. And when you find that person that you connect with, just like you would a regular doctor, it really is one of the most freeing and joyful experiences you'll have when you can deal with your own things. And let's face it, we all deal with some stuff, and having somebody to talk to is a wonderful thing. It's one of God's true blessings, is giving us the resources to deal with those things.
I just want to kind of close by just memorializing your dad too, and what a great guy he was, and the things that he did for this community. Some of our readers and listeners may not be aware, but he was founded Conrad's Grocery Store, and was active in Foes Hall and other civic and community organizations, and one of the most intelligent people I believe I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, one of his good friends told me, I ran into one of his friends at a soccer game in Princeton of all places, and he told me he thinks he was the only real genius he had ever met. And you know, when it's your own dad, you don't really realize that, but looking back, you know, he was brilliant, and he was a funny guy. And one of the traits I share with him is my loud, embarrassing laugh. My wife always talks about how I laugh really loud, and that's one of the things I definitely remember about my dad, is he was not afraid to laugh really loud. And so you know, he was a wonderful example for us. I can remember as a kid, when Foes Hall was originally being renovated, that he wasn't afraid of much. And I was up on a scaffolding, probably at the top of those big windows in the main auditorium there, with him painting. And I was like 8 years old, and I look back and I think, there's no way I would have let my kids do that. But that was the type of guy he was. And then I can remember also the living Christmas tree. You guys ran a picture of the Christmas tree a year or two ago, and my dad was not a singer, but he really, really, really loved that program. And he was like peeking around the corner in that picture that they took of the original Living Christmas Tree group who performed. I mean, what was that, the early 80s, mid 80s or something?
Late 80s, early 90s. I think your dad passed away in 93. Is that right?
1995, August of 95.
Okay. I was a little off.
But yeah, that was those were some great times, and those people. You know, we've lost a lot of people on that living tree that we ran that picture from many years ago. Like you said, I think it was last year before they had that event, and just looking around and on it, we've lost so many of those people who were key figures in Marion and Crittenden County back yep. in those days. So anyway, I appreciate Lee, you sharing this. I know it doesn't get any easier no matter how old you are, but I appreciate it. Maybe this helps some people that may be dealing with it themselves. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for running these types of stories and helping people out.
I really appreciate Lee being here for this morning's program and talking about that. And I apologize for some of the squawking there in the background noise. We recorded that over the phone and just got some odd noises in that. But again, this is a very serious situation, and we need to be conscious of it and understand that there are ways to intervene. And if you're personally feeling troubled and have thoughts of wanting to harm yourself, there's that phone number to call and get help. Professionals are available at any time, and things will get better. So that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.